Hello and welcome to Offspring Magazine, the podcast. I'm your host, Srinath Ramkumar. You've missed my voice, haven't you? This week, we're here with all the other hosts, and we're going to do something different. It's going to be a slightly different episode where we're going to talk about some statistics and about what's up, what's coming in the future for the podcast. So let's jump straight into it. With me today is Bea, who you've heard of a lot from the past few weeks, I guess, right? But yeah, I guess you've been enjoying doing some new episodes. Yeah, past few months. Yeah, exactly. True. Ever since season three started, I would say.
Yeah, right? I'd say, what is it? Like 10 or 11 episodes right now, season three. Obviously, Srinath, you did a few. Yeah.
But it's going pretty well then.
Well, I hope so. The listeners should definitely comment on whether they think it's going well or not. I think it's been interesting, definitely. I hope other people have enjoyed it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And with us, we also have Xiaoran.
Hello, I'm Xiaoran. So far, you didn't hear my voice from the podcast, but I'm sure in the near future you will hear me. And I'm not sure, shall I tell them my interest topic?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Okay, then that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. And of course, Yuli.
Yes, hi, I'm Yuli. You haven't heard my voice either yet, but hopefully soon you'll be hearing a lot more from me.
That's very nice to hear. And so I guess the team is now really focused, so to speak, on bringing new content. And I guess it's always good to have people with motivation and good ideas for where to take the podcast forward. Speaking of which, Bea, what was your most interesting episode over the past few months?
That's very, very hard because they were just all very different. I definitely went more out of my comfort zone this season, especially with the climate change episodes. Sure. Only two are out. The other two with Jochen Marotzke, also from the MPI of Meteorology, are coming out next week. Okay. So that was definitely very interesting and different for me to talk about. I did my first episode on more of a careers type episode, which I never really did because I always stuck to science. So that was also really interesting and out of my comfort zone. So yeah, it's really hard to say. I really enjoyed them all.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's pretty interesting that there are so many people who are actually, open to talk science, right? And also really sort of engaged in the conversation, because I really enjoyed the episode with Sachin Panda. Also because, this the book that he's written, the books, I should say, that he's written they're pretty fascinating, and they sort of have a cult following of their own within certain circles for sure. And it's pretty interesting that how, scientists are actually willing to speak out more about their science. They just need a platform to do so. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought it was also really interesting, the two episodes on climate change with Bjorn Stevens and the ones also that are coming out with Joachim. What I just really appreciated from those episodes is the fact that they were also willing to speak their opinions. And definitely, we really dove deep into what their thought was. Not just the research that they do, but really their own opinions on this subject matter, which was very refreshing.
I mean, that's the thing, right? When someone does science, you don't expect them to be a scientist and forget the human being who's doing the science, and the human being who does science has opinions. I mean, I agree. It's good to sort of get certain aspects of how one feels about certain topics out and make it clear to the public when you're talking about these topics. Anyway, let's get off a bit about opinions and opinion podcasting, because I think that's a rabbit hole we don't want to go too deep into. And let's go to Xiaoran. So what's coming up next? What are your plans? What topics are you interested in covering?
My most interesting topic actually is about diversity. And I think I will do two episodes about this, about ethnic diversity and gender equality you said backward I have. So I'm really focused on the gender equality, but and I'm also interested in diversity. Actually, I think I also do one episode about career plan, so on for the, I don't know, PhD students, because I think it's quite important for us so far. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure. But when you mentioned diversity, are you already in contact with some people to talk about this, or do you plan to? Okay, that's nice.
I got the reply from Professor Steven. He's from Max Planck Institute for Study of Religions and Ethnic. So, the email duration is a kind of long since he's busy, but I think I will get an appointment sooner or later.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty cool that we're taking a scientific approach to it in this way, like, you know, talking to scientists about diversity. I mean, I think that's pretty interesting, and I think that's going to be a banger of an episode. Julie?
If I could just quickly contribute. We will also, obviously, at the end of this episode, we'll be talking about all these Instagram and Twitter questions that we put out over the last week. But I did put one of the questions, which was, you know, trying to give everyone the chance to tell us what kind of topics they were interested in. And someone specifically wrote that they would be interested in having a podcast about the gender gap in science. So maybe, Xiaoran, that is also something for you to keep in mind.
Yeah. I think last time I went to the Belgium for participating in one conference, and I got in touch with the, I don't like female scientists, this word, but I have to say this word now because it's specifically, then they told me a lot of stories about discrimination they got during their careers, and they're quite famous professors now, but they're still get discrimination now. So I would like to have one episode to talk about this kind of stories. Nowadays, it's not happens in 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Nowadays, I was really, I don't know, I couldn't imagine it is still happening now.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think this is a very pressing issue, right? And it's so unfortunate that it continues to happen in today's climate, but it still does. And I think that's. But it's good. It's good that at least we're trying to shed some light on what's going on, right? That's pretty good.
Yeah. Sometimes I think from the female perspective, from the male perspective, they cannot feel this. Maybe they're doing it, but they are really not aware of their behaviors. So if we tell the stories, then maybe they will be aware of behaviors they are doing. Maybe they didn't do it like on purpose.
Definitely. I think the whole thing comes back to what has been normalized and what should be normalized. Like, you know, what is acceptable behavior and what has been considered acceptable so far. So I think these are topics that definitely we need to sort of dive a bit more deeper and understand to sort of, you know, bring it forth. Anyway, Yuli, now, so you're an astrophysicist, right? So
that's correct.
And You wanna go ahead and talk about your interests and what kind of episodes you wanna do?
Yeah, I have a couple of ideas. None of them are super concrete yet, and I have some names in my head of people that I wanna ask to do a podcast, but I haven't contacted them yet. But I have a bunch of ideas because I noticed that physics is lacking from the contents of this podcast, and I'm excited to introduce it, introduce these topics to the podcast. So I do astroparticle physics. So that's probably where I'm going to start, because I just feel the most comfortable in that area. And I think it's of great interest to the general public as well. So yeah, I have a bunch of ideas. To maybe do a little series about black holes and just talk about all the different kind of ways we observe them and we learn from them and what we know and what we don't know. And I mean, it's a huge topic. I think you could talk about that for hours and hours on end.
I think we need to make a series out of that. It's like,
Yeah, I think so too. Because there's just so much.
It's like, you know, like Star Wars, The Force Awakens, like the nerd awakens. You know, like as soon as you say black holes, I'm alert. I'm thinking already. Oh yeah. My god, what's happening?
Yeah, yeah. It's like people are so fascinated by them, and actually, like alone within the Max Planck Society, there's so many different institutes that do astronomy and astrophysics and study black holes in different ways. And I think that alone is a great resource of amazing scientists in our society to just talk to them about it and learn a lot. And so that's definitely something I want to do. I have to try and figure out some sort of, you know, structure and outline for the series and how I want to do it. But I'm excited to make that happen.
Sounds very.
I mean, this definitely fits. Also, it definitely fits with the Twitter poll, since when we asked on Twitter what kind of science-based topics people were most interested in, on Twitter, 39% of the people said that they would be most interested in hearing a podcast about physics and astronomy.
Yay.
So there you go.
Plus, it's the coolest of all sciences.
I would hold off on that.
I would hold on. Triggered.
I mean, aren't black holes like super hot?
Oh, well, they're physics surrounding joke. For sure.
All right. Okay. So wait, just a small clarification, because I remember last season I was discussing with Leah about her science, and are you two from the same lab or at least same institute?
We are. Oh, we are. Her office is next to mine.
Oh, okay.
We basically, what we study is very closely related.
Do you?
Although she focuses more on a different type of astrophysical source.
I see.
Class, I would say. Yeah.
Do you go to the island to visit
La Palma? Yeah. Oh
my god.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Ain't that the life? Anyway. Okay, so let's move into the poll that Bea has been sort of teasing already a little bit. So maybe you want to go ahead and talk about the first question that we asked, because I remember this was a poll that we wanted to do for a while, and we did it on Instagram and Twitter, right? And I guess we got some answers on Twitter and Instagram. I mean, also the people who voted on Instagram, there was no option to not have a correct answer. So it was, so we're sorry for that. Maybe we figured out another way to do it next time, but
Yeah, our Twitter has not updated yet. So we still have the old Twitter. Can't do anything about it, but hopefully for the next poll it'll change. So a little bit of a background, like Serena said, we wanted to do this poll, and like I think the main reason why we wanted to do it was to try to engage with our listeners, try to see, who are you, what are the topics that you're most interested in, what kind of content do you want us to be releasing in the future. And these polls were really helpful, so thank you to everyone that participated. Instagram was definitely the most successful, since we had way more engagement on Instagram than we did on Twitter, but that's fine. It is definitely clear that the overwhelming majority, so specifically 91% of everyone that participated in our polls, works in science. So we are dealing here with loads of science. Yeah, so everyone is definitely science-based. What's a bit more interesting is that it's not like everyone's interested in only listening about scientific research. So only 38% actually told us they were interested in podcasts on scientific research. There was quite a few people that were also interested in hearing about the PhD life, careers, and diversity and equal opportunity. So that was interesting to learn about. But back to the people, 73% are PhD or postdocs. So if you talk to us about our target group, it's definitely PhD and postdocs.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say this is a really surprising finding, but it's definitely sort of, it puts into perspective why we create content the way we do, because we are PhDs ourselves, and our target audience has also been to the PhDs and PhD network. Although the podcast is available throughout the world, throughout different media, you know, and also for people of all walks of life. But it's quite obvious that we if you found the episodes a bit sort of high-brained with certain types of rhetoric, it's probably because that's the way we think, and that's the way people around us think as well. But anyway, yeah, I'll let you continue. I didn't want to interrupt your flow there.
Yeah, I mean, no worries. You're definitely right that this, even though the statistic is not unsurprising, it definitely helps us knowing what content to release. I think particularly about careers, because I think we really mainly need to be talking about careers for PhD and postdocs, which is obviously a lot different than if you're just talking about careers to undergraduates or, you know, whatever. So that was good. When we did the poll on where people listen to our episodes, over 75% of our listeners listen on Spotify. There was actually not so much viewing on YouTube. So I'm hoping that maybe we can increase that. Since videos are sometimes a really nice way to look at podcasts, it helps you understand them. But yeah, so Spotify is definitely the clear winner there. And I mean, then we get into the more specific questions, which was specifically what kind of science-based topics people would be interested to hear about. And as I mentioned on Twitter, interestingly, most people were interested in physics and astronomy. On Instagram, we got slightly different results. There, most people were interested in mental and physical health and biology, evolution, and medicinal research. So those were kind of like the key topics.
I think this disparity could probably be attributed to the fact that biologists are more on Instagram and physicists are more on Twitter. I don't know. I would say I'm an exception because I'm more on Twitter than Instagram, but you know. Anyway. But I think this is
Go ahead. Sorry, Serena. Keep
Okay,
going.
So I just
okay,
wanted
so
to
so what I did want to say was this is why we do in-person episodes.
Makes a big difference. Okay, so what I just wanted to add was it's different audience from different platforms does not mean the topics. So, like, again, we only had four choices. Definitely, there's going to be a lot more topics out there which are more interesting for people as well. So this was just, again, it was not something that we're going to completely focus on just because we got these results. It's going to be something that's going to help us enhance the product that we produce, which is these podcasts. Anyway, but yeah, just go ahead. This is what I wanted to add.
Yeah, exactly. I think what we can see is that in the end, people are interested in a wide range of topics. And so there's not one clear winner where we're like, okay, tomorrow we need to be recording an episode on this. In the end, the interest is so wide that I think the way we're doing it now, you know, publishing on all different areas of science is probably the best way to reach the majority of our audience. On the other hand, when we asked about non-science-based topics, there was a clear winner for interest in careers in industry. There was also quite a lot of interest in careers in science and funding, but it was mainly the industrial careers that people were interested in hearing about. So this is where I think we will be focusing on in the upcoming season and couple of weeks, actually. Yeah. And we'll try to produce more episodes on that.
I mean, another thing that I want to add on here is because, I mean, I recently attended another conference where most PhDs I spoke to are interested in actually not continuing in academia. And most of them are more interested in what's out there in the industry for them as PhDs, as highly skilled people with, like, I mean, again, our PhD life as day-to-day is a different type of, let's say, learning, a different type of upbringing. And I think it's quite interesting that there's this huge exodus of PhDs from academia. And I guess this also brings, into light some of the episodes that we did really early on into the podcast, like in the season one, where we were doing interviews with people like Paolo Stefan and people like Peter Suber. So these were really early episodes. So in case you missed them, I would highly recommend that you revisit these, because these are topics that we decided to focus on quite early on, because we noticed that many people who were actually, you know, we were younger PhDs then, and many people who were actually planning to leave academia back in those days were already showing this trend of leaving academia because of the state of academia. So if that's something that you're interested in, so I would say revisit these old episodes, and definitely that could probably give you an idea of why we think taking the podcast in this particular, why we asked this particular question as well about non-scientific topics. Anyway.
If we ever have a break where we don't have, where we don't currently have an episode to release, I think a good idea would be to maybe re-release those season one episodes on careers, just in case.
I mean, we would definitely republicize them, but not re-release them. Yeah, so they'd already released that out there, but we would republicize them and repost those episodes for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, and what was the last question?
So, I mean, that's... Yeah, so I mean, that was basically it. There were a few other questions where we asked people, like, how do you find out about our episodes? Most people said Instagram and LinkedIn, but the poll was also done on Instagram, so I'm not sure how much we can interpret from that. And when we asked people how often they listen, there was no one really that said they listen to our episodes all the time. I do not blame anyone since I don't.
I want to say so, like, word of mouth publicity generally has been very good for our podcast, because I know a lot of people in my lab, because of the way I've kind of pushed the podcast onto them, like ever since I started it like many years ago, a lot of people in the lab are actually asking, hey, okay, when's the next episode? Why is it on Fridays now? What happened? Why is it not on Mondays or Wednesdays? So, I mean, there are some people who actually look forward to the new episode, which comes out every week. But that being said, that is a very few number of people. And definitely, I don't listen to every episode of a podcast that I'm following. I mean, other than the Offspring podcast either. So I would listen to it if I found it interesting.
For me, I always listen to the every episode in the morning after I brushed my teeth. Then okay, now it's time, and I cannot finish one episode, but I just also feel okay every week. It's not that much, because at the end of week, oh, I didn't have anything to listen to. But
I mean, like, so I would also want to add that, like, when people say, oh, people's attention span is so low, I would say no, it's not the attention span that is low. It's that the way to keep people interested, that is low. I mean, people are willingly listen to 3 hours of Joe Rogan speak stuff, you know, that doesn't stop him from getting listens. It's just that we need to identify topics that bring forth retention of listening. Anyway.
Do you have any statistics on, like, which past episodes did really well in terms of numbers of listeners?
Yeah, so maybe Srinath, you can get up.
I'm currently where
we can check it. And in the meantime, I did ask on Instagram what was people's favorite episode of season 3. Unfortunately, no one replied to me, so I don't have any statistics.
I mean, also generally, season 3 is
quite
new, right? So generally,
yeah,
I mean, this is a trend we've noticed, because most episodes start to get traction a few months after release. I mean, there's an initial peak, and then a few months later someone's suddenly interested in the topic, and then you get a lot of listens on specific topics. So I would say right now, like, some of the most listened to episodes are like the very first episode, like season 1 episode 1, and then like the interview we did with Philip Detmer from Kurzgesagt, season 2 episode 25. And then also, like, if you go to YouTube, like, of course, like, having big celebrities really helps. Like, for example, Bia's interview with Ben List Nobel Prize winner Ben List is doing really well on YouTube. Also, the interview with Neil Tyson is doing quite well. And on the other hand, like with season three, certain episodes are already doing like really well. Like, for example, the very first episode, the diabetes one, and also the Sachin Panda one are actually, they're doing really well. And also a lot of people are interested in starting a company after their PhD. So that was a really... well-received episode, and it's not surprising, right? Because it's highly topic dependent, and more often than not, our listens have a weird curve. Nobody listens to it immediately, but then eventually they come around. So I mean, that's also quite interesting. I mean, I would say, like, you know, generally in my day-to-day life, if I'm working on the bench, where my hands are occupied and it's a bit more mechanical work for me, I would listen to a podcast. But if I'm sitting at my computer and writing or something, I cannot listen to something with spoken word because it really distracts you from writing or reading stuff. So yeah. I think this is probably the same for sure. Because since a vast majority of our listenership is from the scientific, like PhD, postdoc sort of academic fields, I'm not surprised that people don't immediately get on to listening to a certain episode because they're probably busy. Anyway.
Yeah, I totally get that. We might get more now that the holiday season's coming up. I always listen to podcasts when I have like a long drive in my car or somewhere, or like I'm traveling somewhere.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Anyway, I think that's pretty much it for this episode. It was just a brief catch up with... everyone, I guess, and I think the survey was a short one, but I think we'll have a bit more detailed questions along with, I guess, the PhDNet survey, which comes out later this year, right?
Yeah, exactly. Definitely keep your eyes out on like Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn for more of these polls and ways in which we're trying to engage with you. I think we will also maybe do a few live Instagram episodes. We've been thinking about that, so just stay tuned for those. Keep your engagement high. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, watching, whatever you're doing, and stay tuned. We'll be right back next week with the next episode. Until then, stay safe, stay healthy. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.